American Language Course, Book 29, Tape 4D. Hello. Open your language laboratory activities booklet to tape 4D. Look at figure 1. Listen to a question and a conversation. Then listen to the question again and select the best answer. According to the conversation, what might a graph in a patient's medical record show?
Ron, Alan told me that during your IVP this morning, the patient passed out and y'all had to go get the monitor from the emergency room. How did the graph look on this patient after they were through?
No. Come to think of it, I forgot to ask that doctor how often he wanted us to check that patient's vital signs, too.
How often were we supposed to check those vital signs?
Well, usually I think he wanted us to check them every hour on the hour, enough to get a representative sample so that he could graph the rates and see exactly how well the patient was progressing.
According to the conversation, what might a graph in a patient's medical record show? The answer is letter D. Listen and verify your answer.
How often were we supposed to check those vital signs?
Well, usually I think he wanted us to check them every hour on the hour, enough to get a representative sample so that he could graph the rates and see exactly how well the patient was progressing.
Now go to figure 2. Listen to a conversation and answer this question. Where would notes about a patient's diagnosis or his disease be kept?
You tell me, what usually causes a backbone curvature of the spine?
Usually it's a degenerative disc disease.
Okay, will this be revealed on a graph or some type of chart or something like that?
Usually in the patient's file.
Where would notes about a patient's diagnosis or his disease be kept? The answer is letter B, in his file. Listen and verify your answer.
Okay, will this be revealed on a graph or some type of chart or something like that?
Usually in the patient's file.
Please turn to figure 3. Listen to a question and conversation. Then listen to the question again and choose the correct answer. According to the following conversation, how does a magnetic resonance imaging machine take pictures?
The one we have, the MRI we have, is only a 16-inch research machine.
What is this exactly? Like a CAT scan? Or?
Well, it's magnetic resonance imaging.
Magnetic resonance?
Resonance imaging, MRI.
Imaging.
Yeah, it takes pictures with radio waves.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So you see it on a screen, like a sonar screen?
Well,
like
it looks like a CAT scan.
Uh-huh.
It's on a screen like a CAT scan is. But it's, you take the image with a magnetic field, and then you blast it with radio signals. And it...
What happens when you blast it with radio signals?
Oh.
how does a magnetic resonance imaging machine take pictures? The answer is letter A, with radio waves. Listen and verify your answer.
Imaging. Yeah, it takes pictures with radio waves.
Now look at figure 4. Look at the definitions. An image is a picture. To resonate means to vibrate or move back and forth rapidly. Now listen to the hospital technician and answer this question. How are images or pictures from a magnetic resonance imaging machine stored?
The images take a long time, where a CAT scan may take only a minute to get an image.
Mm-hmm.
It may take an hour to get an image on a MRI.
Magnetic
resonance
imaging. Magnetic resonance.
And it's actually called that it's nuclear magnetic resonance imaging because it resonates the nucleus of the atoms.
Can it store the information in and file it away?
Yeah. Yeah, it stores on the computer. It stores the images just on the disk on the computer, and you can call these images back up again.
How are images or pictures from a magnetic resonance imaging machine stored? The answer is letter B. The information is stored on a computer disk. Listen and verify your answer.
Yeah, it stores the it on the computer. It stores the images just as a in on the disk on the computer, and you can call these images back up again.
Go to figure 5. Listen to the technician and answer this question. Is the skeleton visible on a magnetic resonance image?
How do the bones look on this? Or does it?
They're invisible. I mean, the bones are absolutely invisible. You can't see them at all. And so it's only soft tissues.
You can't see the skeleton or the spine?
No, you can't see the skeleton or any of the bones or any of that. So all you can see is water. That's the easiest thing to see is water or fat.
Actually, and how do you use it to diagnose disease or something?
Well, like let's say you have a tumor, okay, a cancer that's growing. It grows differently. The cells have a different water and fat concentration than the brain cells. So it'll look different. And if you manipulate the image just right, it'll look very different.
Is the skeleton visible on a magnetic resonance image? The answer is no. Listen and verify your answer.
You can't see the skeleton or the spine?
No, you can't see the skeleton or any of the bones or any of that.
Now look at figure 6. Read along as you listen to the conversation. Then answer this question. What does it in line 6 refer to?
Well, is this magnetic imaging just for the brain? You can't do any other parts of the body?
No, it's just the brain is the...
What about the kidney?
Well, the kidney actually works really well because it's filled with fluid.
Mm-hmm.
It's filled with water.
Or urine.
Yeah, well, it's urine. But which is mostly water.
Yeah.
So you can make an image of the space inside, the fluid-filled space inside the kidney. And you could see if there were kidney stones
or tumors.
What does it, in line 6, refer to? The answer is kidney, K-I-D-N-E-Y. Please turn to figure 7 now. Listen to the conversation, then answer this question. According to the technician, which causes damage to the body? X-rays or MRIs?
Or tumors, yes. I don't know if you have kidney tumors. Is there anything like kidney tumors? Or those? I don't think I've ever heard of a kidney cancer before. But
if it's diseased?
Yeah, if it's diseased, you'd see it. Because a lot of diseases produce a lot of fluids. And the tissues would look different.
I have had three.
And it's... The nice thing about it is it's not like x-rays where x-rays will damage the body a little bit when you take an x-ray. It causes damage. There doesn't seem to be any damage from the MRIs. You can go in every day as often as you want.
According to the technician, which causes damage to the body, x-rays or MRIs? The answer is x-rays. Listen and verify the answer.
The nice thing about it is it's not like x-rays where x-rays will damage the body a little bit when you take an x-ray. It causes damage. There doesn't seem to be any damage from the MRIs.
Look at figure 8. Listen for numbers. Read along in your book as the technician and nurse speak, and fill in the missing numbers as you listen. Listen and write.
How many more years will it be before this is not experimental, but in medical practice?
Oh,
in
well,
use in
it's being used in hospitals now. But it's a relatively new tool. Like x-rays are 100 years old.
Yeah.
And this process is only 10 years old, maybe 20 years old. The whole theory wasn't developed until 1940. It wasn't actually thought of until 1940. And they didn't begin making images probably until 1960.
So does the image just come up on a TV monitor?
Yeah, it comes up on a TV screen. It's stored in a computer. Mm-hmm. It's computer generated.
Listen again and check your answers. Fill in the numbers you may have missed last time.
How many more years will it be before this is not experimental, but in medical practice?
Oh, well, it's being used in hospitals now, but it's a relatively new tool. Like x-rays are 100 years old.
Yeah.
And this process is only 10 years old, maybe 20 years old. The whole theory wasn't developed until 1940. It wasn't actually thought of until 1940. And they didn't begin making images probably until 1960.
So does the image just come up on a TV monitor?
Yeah, it comes up on a TV screen. It's stored in a computer. Mm-hmm. It's computer generated.
Look at figure 9 now. Listen to a question and the conversation. Then listen to the question again and write your answer. What happens to cassette tapes, magnetic tape, computer disks, and floppy disks when you put a magnet close to them?
And you have to be inside these great big magnets. And so you can't wear any metal on you when you go in, or any steel. You can wear gold and silver and brass.
Of course, my fillings are an amalgam of...
Yeah, but they're not steel.
Okay, no.
Tell what happened with the tape that you took them out.
The what?
The tape.
Magnetic tape. In order to erase a magnetic tape, you put it next to a magnet.
Yeah.
And I took some music to work to listen to, and forgot that it was in my jacket pocket, and walked up to the magnet and erased the tape. Slam, erased it completely up.
It's totally blank.
So it is totally blank. So anyway.
Well, that taught you a lesson.
Yes, it taught me a lesson.
Leave your music tapes at home.
Leave my music
tapes. Leave them in the car.
Well, it also will erase computer disks.
Uh-oh.
So the computer has to be all the way to the other end of the room.
Yeah. And floppy disks and everything.
Yeah, the tapes and the computer. The computer wouldn't run up close to it. It would erase the hard disk. And it probably would mess up the actual chips in the computer.
What happens to cassette tapes, magnetic tape, computer disks, and floppy disks when you put a magnet close to them? Write your answer on the line now. You should have written, they're erased, E-R-A-S-E-D. Go to figure 10. Listen and answer this question. Why don't patients like the magnetic resonance imaging machine?
The only thing that frightens most people is the noise of the magnet when it's running, because the magnet changes its electromagnet. It's got electricity running in the coils in the magnet. They change the strength of the magnet so quickly that the machine actually jumps inside. It bangs.
Mm.
Every time it changes.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's...
So the patients or the subjects...
are inside this magnet, and it sounds like you're inside of a...
Washing machine.
Of a washing machine, and somebody's beating on the outside with a hammer.
Ooh.
Going, bang, 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 bang.
Sounds like you've got some bugs to work out on this new machine.
Well, that's... part of the physics of it, and there's no way to stop that.
No way to change that.
No.
Why don't patients like the magnetic resonance imaging machine? The answer is letter C, because it makes an intense noise. Listen and verify your answer.
And so it's...
So the patients or the subjects...
are inside this magnet, and it sounds like you're inside of a...
Washing machine.
Of a washing machine, and somebody's beating on the outside with a hammer.
Ooh.
Going, bang, 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 bang.
Now, look at figure 11. Listen to a conversation. You'll hear a special expression used, and from the context of the conversation, you should be able to infer what the expression means. Listen, then write what the expression down the road means.
It's what a technician's job is, to do what you're told and get paid and close the door at the end of the day and go home. So,
well, you're adding to the scientific knowledge, though, to the body of scientific knowledge.
Yes.
Maybe what you do right now will save lives 5 years down the road.
What does down the road mean? Write your answer. You should have written, in the future. Listen.
Maybe what you do right now will save lives 5 years down the road.
This is the end of tape 4D, book 29.